Masechet Baba Metzia, Perek Bet, Mishnah Yod. Mishnah says, Metzaa berefet eno hayavba. Bereshut harabim hayavba. Somebody found an animal in a refet, in a barn. Here we must be talking about an unlocked barn. Obviously, if it was in a locked barn, the owner knows that it's there, and there would be no mitzvah hashabbat aveda. Here we're saying, if somebody found an animal in an unlocked barn, he's not obligated to take it and return it to the owner. Even though it's not locked and it's not guarded properly, he could make the assumption, since it's inside of the barn, that the owner will come back and take it for himself. But b'rishut rabim hayaba, but if he found an animal wandering publicly in the public domain, he would be obligated to take that animal and bring it back to its owner. V'im hayata bet hakvarot lo yitamala. If he found an animal or something else that he has to do the mitzvah of Hashavat Aveda, and he was a Kohen, he should not become Tameh, impure, from the graveyard. He's not allowed to enter that cemetery to do the mitzvah of Hashavat Aveda, because he doesn't want to become Tameh. A person may think that he has the mitzvah, Aseh, positive command to do Hashavat Aveda, and he has the negative command not to become impure, then maybe we use the klal of aseh dohei lo ta'aseh, that a positive commandment overrides a negative commandment, and he should become impure in order to do the positive commandment of Hashavat Aveda. But we learn out from here that the mitzvah of Hashavat Aveda is one aseh versus the negative and positive command for the Kohen not to become impure. That it's a double. It's a lo ta'aseh and an aseh, not to become impure, and that's why Hashavat Aveda doesn't override it. V'im amar lo aviv hitama, o she'amar lo al tahzir lo yishma lo. Somebody's father told them, become impure, go into the cemetery and become impure to get the lost object and return it to the owner. Or if his father tells him, don't return that item, he does not listen to his father. A son is not allowed to break the laws of the Torah in order to listen to his father. A person may think that in the first case, that he has now two positive commandments to become Tameh. Number one, that he wants to do the mitzvah of Hashavat Aveda, positive command number one. Positive command number two, that he has to listen to his father's commandments. So maybe that's a motivation for him to become Tameh. We learn out, no, you're not allowed to listen to your father and break the Torah. And also, if his father tells him, don't return the lost object, you're not allowed to listen to him because a father's word does not override the Torah. We learn this from the Pasuk that says, Ish imo ve'aviv tira'u ve'et shabetotai tishmoru. A man should listen to his mother, should fear his mother and his father. And then it says with it, and he should also follow my Shabbatot, follow the laws of Shabbat. Ani Adonai, I am God. We learn out from here that if a father tells a son to break the Shabbat, he's not allowed to listen to him. The juxtaposition of both of these parts of the Pasuk together teach that a father's word cannot override the word of Hashem, and the same would apply to all of the mitzvot. We mentioned that a person has to do Hashavat Aveda, even if it's Arba'a v'Hamisha Pe'amim, he's still obligated. If he has to repeat it, the same animals keeps on getting lost over and over again, he still has to repeat it over and over again. We'll list here two other mitzvot that if a person sees it happening, he has to continue to do it over and over again. Those mitzvot are the obligation for a person to help unload an animal's burden if he sees that animal struggling under that burden, and also to reload fallen items off of an animal. A person has to help if he witnesses those things falling off. He has to help put them back on, and he has to do that over and over again if he sees it being done. Parak v'ta'an, parak v'ta'an. If somebody saw an animal who the load was getting very heavy on its back, so he helped take off the burden off of the animal's back, and then the animal stood back up, and then he loaded the animal back up, but then again, the animal sunk down because of the heavy load on his back, so he unloaded the burden and a second time, and then the animal stood up, and he loaded it up again. He's afilu arba'a v'hamisha pe'amim hayav. Even if this keeps on happening repeatedly, he's obligated to unload and load this animal again. Shene'emar azov ta'azov. Like the Pasuk tells us, you must surely help to unload the animal. The stress that it puts over here is that it has to be done as many times as necessary. That is the mitzvah. We're now going to elaborate on more details about these mitzvot of unloading and helping reload an animal. Other details. Mishnah continues. Halach v'yashav lo v'amar. Ho'il v'alecha mitzvah im ratzonacha lifrok perok. If the owner of the animal sees his animal sinking and lowering his body, the animal, because it's too difficult for him to carry that load, and the animal, the owner walks away from the animal, and he sits down and he tells people who are passing by, if you want to help out, it's your mitzvah. You could help unload my animal, but I'm going to sit here and I'm going to watch. We say patur. That person who's passing by is exempt from helping unload the animal. Shene emar imo, because the pasuk says you have to help with him, imo. That tells us that only when both of them, the owner and the passerby, are cooperating together to unload this animal, does the mitzvah apply to the passerby. But if the owner of the animal won't help anything, then the passerby is also exempt from the mitzvah. Im haya zakeno hole haya, but if the owner was old or the owner was sickly and unable to do the work, then the person who's passing by is still obligated to help unload and load the animal. Mitzvah mina Torah lifrok aval lo lit'on. It's a biblical command to unload the animal without getting any pay whatsoever for it. It's your mitzvah to do it. But to be lit'on, to load an animal whose load fell off, it's a mitzvah, but a person should be paid for doing so. If he's not being paid, he wouldn't have to do it. Rabbi Shimon Omer, af lit'on. Rabbi Shimon says, no, it's also a de'oraita commandment to help load the animal even without being paid. Rabbi Yose HaGelili Omer, im haya alav yater al masa'o en zakuklo. Says Rabbi Yose HaGelili, if the animal was under a burden, a load that was way too heavy for it to carry, and then it sinks, then it starts to collapse, the passerby is not obligated to help it. Shine emar tahat masa'o, like the pasuk says, if you see the donkey sitting under its load. So the fact that it says masa'o, its load, we could deduce that only if it's carrying a load that's enough for it to carry, but not more, does this mitzvah apply. Only masa'oi she'achol la'amod bo, only a load that it's normally able to stand up with, but if it's carrying a load that's too much for it to stand up with, then the passerby is not obligated to help unload or load this animal.